Blog Talk Radio.
Is the computer buffering? Excuse me. That was weird. That was me. Oh, man. What's going on, people? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. Welcome, welcome, welcome. August 5th, 2021. We are back. Same time, same place. Welcome to the off-ramp, a show for the people, by the people, that embodies the people. It's a show where me and my folks get together, rap about the week's mathematics, see what's popping in these streets, see what's going on in your hood, my hood, see what news we found interesting, what sports we found interesting. Anything major that happened in our lives, they can sit down and discuss and see how people feel. To show with me and my folks, like to have an open discussion. Everybody tweets. Everybody, I guess, do people still tweet? Is Twitter still a thing, or have we passed that by? But instead of getting on the internet, man, we have real discussion with real people who live real lives and have real conversations, man. We're not. I always say this is an internet conversation. This is honest conversation, even though we're doing this over the internet. And so if you want to call in and join the conversation, feel free at 929-477-3975. We might be starting off a little late. I got a little late sending out the link to everybody and sending out the information for the show tonight. So it might be just me and DJ C. Siren, and we just got to the crib and just sat down to eat, man. She over here eating in front of me like I ain't the fat one and I'm hungry. I can't eat because I got to talk. DJ C. Siren, you want to say what's up to the people? Look, she can't even talk because she got a mouthful of food.
Good evening, everyone. Food good?
Yeah, man, we got some P.F. Chang's to go. Hey, so a meal for four for only $56 ain't that bad. But, so we're kind of catching up. It's flying off the handle. But I am here. I am with y'all. We're going to have a good discussion tonight. I'm not as 100% prepared as I like to be because I can't find my think book. I usually have a book of thoughts, a book of ideas. Not really ideas. It's just things that I found interesting during the week. I encourage you all, when you find something interesting, write it down because you think you're always going to remember. You think it's always going to be in your mind. But what I've learned doing the show for the last so many years is that you think that, oh, man, that's interesting. I can't wait to talk to somebody about that. And then a day or two goes by and you realize, yo, what the fuck was I supposed to talk about? It happens to the best of us. Or it could just be happening to me because I got CTE. But it's not really nothing to joke around with. I mean, I might have CTE. You never know. But I have a book that I write down all my thoughts and all the discussions that I want to have for everybody. And for some reason, I can't find it. What? It's to say, yeah, let's see, DJ C. Sorry, because I went grocery shopping. And, I went grocery shopping, and she had made a list. I put a list in my book, because I usually always have my book with me. And it has my thoughts, and I put the list in the book. And I went grocery shopping without my book. And so, of course, I forgot stuff. And it was just Worcestershire sauce. And if you cooking food, you need to add Worcestershire sauce. Then the food ain't good.
True.
How isn't it true?
That's like saying, not bad,
don't add salt. Salt and Worcestershire sauce are two different things. Worcestershire sauce has a strong enough flavor where it actually changes the taste of the item. Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. I guess I can't argue that. But, so, yeah, I can't find my book of thoughts. But there are a bunch of things on my mind No, that's not it. There are a bunch of things that I do want to discuss. So we'll have those discussions tonight. There are some things that are going on that are at the top of my mind that we can have a conversation about. So we still gonna rap, even if it's just us tonight. Again, I'm sorry to everybody who's listening that I got the late post on. I know a lot of you hit me up, say, let me know. Today's one of the days where at 3 o'clock, I was like, yo, I should just set up the show now, sending the link out to everybody so, you know, everybody can join in. And I was like, I got time. I'll do it later. And, of course, what happens, 8:40, I'm rushing to get home so I can start the show on time. So, again, I apologize to everybody for the late notification. But, you know, fuck it. It is what it is. But if you want to call in, feel free to call in 929-477-3975. Hey, shout out to M Extra Money. He probably won't be calling in tonight. My man won a big position. I don't want to divulge the position because I don't want to give his position away. Don't want to get in trouble, but he did something big tonight. So shout out to him. He probably out here partying. I got my man Blur on the line. Blur, welcome to the offer. Oh, hold on. There you go. Computer buffering. There it is. Blur, what's happening, my brother?
What's going on with you, man? Thanks for having me on the show. I'm a little late calling in, man. I was rushing from the track, you know, getting my miles in. What's going on with you?
How many miles you do? Did you run or you walk?
Man, I don't walk, man. I run. Well, you know what? I have my son with me. I'm working him out, training him a little bit. So I don't even know how many miles we did. I think maybe only like 3.5. But that we did like a whole practice. You know, we had some drills. We had some what's the joint called where you work on your explosion? I can't remember what it's called.
Plyometrics?
Yeah, some plyometrics.
Did you what you training that for? What he got? He running track this year? What's he got going on?
He ain't got nothing going on. I just don't want him built like melted ice cream. Right now, he's looking like he had melted ice cream cone. So you know, I'm trying to get him right.
Yo, ain't you built like a melted ice cream cone? No homo.
We ain't talking about me though. I'm old. I'm good. And that I could be funny. Badly built. I'm cool already. I'm already solidified.
Name already up in the lights, huh?
Yeah, man. They can't take what we did. That's where I'm at right now.
Can't erase what we were, Shep. All right. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. They got my man New York, New York on the line. New York, New York. Man. How you doing? Are you all right?
Nah, not good, man. The computers is not putin' anymore, B. Like, what's going on?
So I tell you was rooting for Dipset the other night, huh?
Crazy, right? Had the bandana on and everything, man. Man, yo, I feel disrespected, yo. Crazy, crazy. Okay. If I would have betted on that, I would have lost hella money.
I mean, I guess we can just start right there. So for all you listening, I mean, if you're black, I'm pretty sure. Even if you, I mean, let me stop. If you're white, some white people would have been interested in that. I know a lot of my white teammates would have definitely been interested in the Lox versus Dipset versus on, what was it, Tuesday night or Monday night?
Today's Thursday, so Tuesday night.
So, I mean, look, I'm like New York, New York. Like, I am a bigger Lox fan than I am Dipset fan. The Lox just meant more to me in my college years than Dipset does. But I'm still a huge fan of Dipset. I really enjoy Dipset's music. So going in, I thought that the Lox with the bad boy ties and with all the features, they would win, but I thought it would be close. But the Lox came out there and just beat the hell out of Dipset. And so New York, as a fan of Dipset, you from around the way, like, what did you expect going in, and where do you think it went wrong?
look, I was expecting Juelz back on his younger days, y'all know what I mean, smack DVDs, doing the freestyles, giving the same energy. I thought Cam was going to be counting the money in front of the microphone, doing this stuff. I mean, he still had some of the elements doing the beach chair and stuff like that. But it felt like, really, honestly, it felt like them people that they ain't never been around each other for, like, they just came around each other for the, like for the first couple of days before the verses and try to do everything. You know how, like, yo, you try like, y'all mean, you got to function around, you try to get the old heads, y'all mean, around, y'all mean, and you tell them to kick the knowledge, kick the Greek, and then they all over the place. That's how it felt, yo. They ain't rehearsed that shit. They ain't do nothing. They just showed up to the verses and said, oh, we Dipset. Everything is just going to fly right now. Nah, man. I was big. Ooh, man, I was hurt. I was hurt downstairs watching it on the TV, man. I hooked up my phone to the TV and everything, man. Crazy. Crazy, like, yo, man, I don't even know. That shit hurt me different, bro.
Yeah, it was a rough night. Blur, what'd you think about the verses? Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it, man. It was entertaining. You know what? I felt like from the beginning, like from the very beginning, when it took Dipset forever to get on stage, like the Lox was just on a different energy, and I think they needed that. Because I actually thought that Dipset might win if it was just a straight versus, like, song for song. Because in my college days, I had a homie, I think he was from Harlem, a matter of fact. And he was the biggest Dipset fan, like, ever. So I just, like, listening to mixtapes of Dipset, like, for years straight, like with the Hell Rel and all them. Like, that's what they needed, like, when they... I don't know if Dipset could get on, like, their real mixtape stuff. Like, that's what I think I was expecting that type of energy, at least. Even if they couldn't do the song, I was thinking that type of energy when they were just rhyming over everything. And I didn't think the Lox was going to be able to keep up. But the Lox knew that. And so they just came in on a different type of energy. Like, yo, we just going to bully y'all from the door. They told Freaky, get off the stage. They're like, yo, only rappers on the stage. Get off the stage. Like, just disrespectful the whole time. And so that energy, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to go back and look at the score sheet because I don't even know if they won song for song, but the energy they brought, they were like, yo, it was over for Dipset, just off the Lox energy alone.
Yeah, it's so much to take away from the battle that, like, it evolved into a lot of different thoughts and discussions in my mind. One, I think the very thing that was noticeable, the very first thing that was noticeable is cool rappers, like two cool rappers aren't good performers. Like when your whole stigma is I'm too cool, I'm too fly, like when it's time to do a performance, unless you can pull off both, like Big Daddy Kane is one of the dudes who's always cool, always suave and all that stuff. But when he performs, I've seen him in concert. Like, he's all out there giving it all, really trying to entertain the crowd. I felt like the first thing I noticed that Dipset was trying to be too cool in a performance setting. Like we need that energy. We need you to get up there. You can't be too cool when you're trying to entertain people because you're just going to come off boring. Second thing I noticed right away is you can tell Lox came under Puffy. You can tell that, you know, like, what we saw with the band in that MTV show, like, performance, stage show, presence, like, that's a big part of the bad boy mantra. Like, you're always going to give a good show when you're with Puff. And anybody that's ever seen the Lox in concert, what they did on the verses is what they do in concert. It's the same routine, right? And you can tell they just got it down to a T, whereas you can tell Dipset is basically just a bunch of homies, right? And they haven't, like, probably performed much. Hey, watch y'all background noise. And you could tell that, you know, they're mainly just out there to just, you know, like, they're just cool. You could tell they haven't performed as a group in a while. And I hope this is a lesson learned at Dipset.
because they announced a tour right after that, of course, with they're going on tour with the Locks and with State Property, which I think is going to be a total mess, but I'm willing to buy box seats so that I can stay away from the others just in case something goes wrong. But and then the last thing that, I mean, I just came, and y'all tell me if y'all agree or not. It's the same problem that Jadakiss and Fab had. Who's ever picking these dudes' songs? Like, you're probably under the influence to go say, hey, I'm going to listen to what he plays and I'm going to tell you a song to play. Like, you need to go in with a plan of, these are the 20 I'm hitting no matter what, and we're just going to see where it falls. Like, I want to build, I want a certain vibe. Like, you can tell the Locks came in first with the, I'm just coming in with the hard energy. And Dipset was kind of like, just the Locks picked the beats that would have, you know, when people were excited, it would get them up and moving. Whereas I don't know what Dipset was doing. I don't know if it's on the DJ. I don't know if it's on, you know.
Well, that's the thing, though. That's why I was saying, like, because if you really think about it, Dipset got hits, but they got a lot of mixtape stuff. And I guess you could play mixtape stuff in the verses. I would assume you can. But I was thinking the same thing when you think about with Fab and Kiss. Kiss came out with a different energy and just never let up. And Fab got a lot of lady songs. He got a lot of songs for the women. And that ain't going to really work when you going against Kiss. And he giving you that type of energy. He giving you that street energy that like he going to bully you. Like, that's not going to work if you try to get into that bag and Kiss won't let you, because he's going to keep talking that shit and making you look bad. And the Dipset wasn't playing, like, the ladies stuff for the most part, but the song they was playing, like, yeah, they hits, but they not street hits. And when you got Kiss and the Styles and them just talking shit, like, yo, why they rhyming? Why they got the music playing? They don't know the words? Like, yeah, it's just embarrassing. Even if you play, I get computers putin'. Like, they come right behind you like, yo, you don't know the words? Why you got the music playing? Like, they just shut your whole shit down. They shut your whole momentum down.
See, and that's the thing. That's the thing, right? That's really the thing, because I feel like if you're going to be in the mecca of the whole shit, like, you know what I mean? You got to come with that street shit, you know what I mean? You got to be coordinated. You got to be, like, you know what I mean? You got to be on point. Like, it felt like these people was unorganized. It's unorganized. It's not even all that. It's just, like, it's the political fact of, all right, when we think of Dipset, well, what the masses think of Dipset is Cam, Jim Jones, Juelz, and Freaky is the hype man. We not even talking about 40 Cal. We not even talking about J.R. Ryder. We not even talking about Uncasa. We not even talking about Hell Rel. Like, we not even talking about none of them. It's just like, yeah, I mean, you got the people that's flashy, on stage, you know what I mean, think they going to win a performance and think that's going to do it. But not only that, I don't follow Jadakiss on Instagram, but I know Jim's and Styles P been going on for a minute, right? So I think Jadakiss, just like, I don't know if y'all follow Jadakiss, let me know. But I think Jadakiss saved all that energy between Jim and Styles going back and forth. Jadakiss saved all that energy for the verses. He was like, all right, you going to talk shit about my mans or whatever? We going to do this to y'all. You know what I mean? And he saved that he saved all his energy for that verses. And then that's when it exploded. And you know what I mean? And he was feeling the type of way. And then, y'all be, that's when they picked the track list or whatever they got to do. And they got them out the way, bitch. They really got them out the way. And it's kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy because, like, at the end of the day, when you think about the city, you think about Harlem, you think about Bronx, you think about Brooklyn, you think about Queens. You not even think about Yonkers. I think Yonkers did made their way on the list. Yeah, you know I mean, cross out Bronx. You know what I mean? Yonkers made their way on a list with that one. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. I don't. Yeah, they showed up underprepared and all this other shit. Cam, cool. Look. I don't even understand. Hold up. Did they get paid for this? Did they get paid for this? Because if Dipset didn't get paid for this, I don't think they would have cared though. But I ain't really trying to make excuses for them. But it was a hurting badly. You know what I mean? Jadakiss got him out the way. I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah, it's funny because, well, Jadakiss didn't save the energy. He announced that he was on Adderall that night. And I must say, and DJ C. Siren, you're the drug expert in this house. If that's the way Adderall makes you, like, I want something. That kid's energy was on 1,000. Man. He was sweating on us, so I didn't know if he was having a heart attack because of the Adderall. But... man, yo, you're right. They got him up out of there. The energy was different. But, I mean, you can have your girl songs play, but you just got to do it right. It has to be a performance. Like, if you brought out, like, Ashanti and rap to her, like I was listening to the Juelz songs and Chris Brown song, you do that against, you know, Recognize or... Fuck You, like, it's going to have different reaction from the guys, but you can win. Like, there's a lot of girls in that crowd, too. Like, we saw it. Like, you bring a girl up, sit her on stage, and start rapping to her like that. Like, it's a bigger song. It's a bigger hit. Like, you can change the vibe. But you're right. If you don't do it right, like, Kiss just going to bully you. And I'm surprised they were so unprepared. Just because of how much Kiss bullied Fabulous. Like, Kiss was out here doing pull-ups after the Fab verses.
Same.
Like, y'all didn't see that?
Exactly. Exactly. He was doing the pull-ups like it was no problem, B. He was like, yo, this is a regular day of training. This is a scrimmage, bro. Like, what?
That's exactly why I thought Dipset was going to come in more prepared, because you already see how Kiss was going to give it up. Like, you got game film on dude. You know how he's going to come in. Somebody should have came in ready for him. And Cam coming up to the stage late on a beach chair? No, you, man. And they was ready for it. As soon as they came up there, they're like, yo, you live in Miami. You ain't even from New York. Like, from the door, they got that nigga out of here.
They took Juelz Santana bandana off when he broke the line, B. He broke the line. That shit hurt my heart. He took the bandana off and threw that on the stage. Like, that is crazy. That is crazy. How you going to do that? How you going to do that? He ain't Juelz Santana no more. Like, how you going to take the bandana off of Juelz Santana and throw it on the ground like that? Like, come on, B. Like, come on, B. Like, yeah, nah. That
now,
shit is
nobody
crazy.
Oh, go ahead, DJ Cesar. I didn't know if you were still eating. Go ahead. Jump in.
I didn't see that. I just didn't say it. What happened? I didn't see it.
Oh, yeah, at one point.
Some people have to work, so we had to go to
bed.
Yeah,
DJ Cesar went to bed. Now, because, yeah, we got to talk about how late that stuff shut. They got to stop this, man. I was tired. But, yeah, so at one point, we got to talk about Juelz. Is Juelz all right? Because he don't look good.
Juelz hasn't been all right for a little while. But he's looking better.
He just came home.
I know, and I didn't think he'd be on drugs already. I thought he would be sober and get his stuff together.
Inside talk to somebody's dad was in prison with Juelz, and he was on prison
again. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Who was you inside talking to? You got to cheat on me with a jailbird again?
Look, if you
breaking
go,
all
you
type of HIPAA
go.
Violations.
I know.
It's my employee.
But yeah, I was hoping Juelz would look better, but he didn't. Drunk Juelz. But it was funny when Kiss snatched his bandana off and threw it to the ground. But that was also the great thing. Like, you could tell, like, most people didn't notice it, but you can tell afterwards Jadakiss went up and said, "Yo, my bad." And threw his locks hat on the ground so Juelz could step on it. You could tell Kiss knew he was wrong, like he had crossed that line. And, of course, Juelz, and the good thing is you could tell Juelz just started laughing. Dominique Dawes, man, I used to have a boner all the time to Dominique Dawes. That was in my youth. Thank goodness I was underage, too, because that would sound creepy, because she looks like she's only about 13. But anyway, so, yeah, man. So the Lox was extremely prepared. Dipset was way too cool. I'm like you, Blur. When I saw Cam come out there on the beach chair, I knew Dipset wasn't prepared. Jim Jones fell off the stage last night.
No!
Like, and my biggest problem is they didn't play Wet Wipes. There's so much good energy music from Dipset that they could have matched that they just didn't think about. And is that the DJ or is that just really just Dipset? Were they just that unprepared?
But they tell the DJ what songs to play, right? I'm pretty sure they curate the playlist. Like they say, this is a little.
I think they tell them what to play. I think at this point it's more of a concert than it is a versus. Well, I mean, nobody told the Lox that because I think they know which each song each other going to play and when, so they know what they playing next. So I think the whole show is kind of coordinated. That's why it's got to come down to the energy you bring. Like when Styles was trying to take Cam's shoes off, like, how gonna try to take that man's shoes off on stage?
Yeah, that looked a little weird.
First of all, I give Cam that energy because Cam always got that same energy. He always gonna chill. He always gonna make a scene. You know what I mean? That's what Harlem people do. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You flashy. You know what I mean? You best dressed. You know what I mean? You chilling. You unbothered. I expected Cam to do that, but at the same time, like, come on, like if you got Jim Jones, Freaky. You know what I mean? And Killer on the stage, you know what I mean? What happened to the rest of the Dipset? You know what I mean? They could have had a surprise performance by J.R. Ryder. J.R. Ryder would have got the boys out of there. Like, really,
that's what
like,
I'm saying.
Really,
that's what they needed. They needed some
really
tape to.
See, and that's what I think is because, like, you know what I mean? It's just like the main three. That's why I was like, oh, man, it's just like, I think it's just like a political joint where they got the main three, but you can't bring nobody out. But, I mean, like, if they would have brought that man out for some surprise performance or something like that, even Joel's freestyle ability, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I said, like, yo, this stuff was put together. That's why I said, I seen Jim Jones and Styles P go home hard at it, but I feel like, you know what I mean, Jadakiss took all of that shit and accountability, you know what I mean, saved that shit up for the verses. He's like, all right, you know what I mean, I'm about to let my anger explode right here on the verses, right here, and then you already know Cam gonna be Cam. Joel just got home. I mean, I don't know if he released some new music, but I mean, like, it's, bro, like, come on, man, come on,
and that's,
man, like,
that's my other
it was something.
Oh, go ahead, New York.
Nah, you know it's so crazy. If the Lox would have brought Mace out, they would have killed them. They would have killed them off the rip. If they would have brought Mace out, oh, it would have been over. It would have been over.
That might have started a fight. That might have started a real fight. It seems like it's a lot of.
Nah, maybe Cam and them are cool now. They cool now, allegedly. But I expected Freaky Z, because you're right. I didn't expect, like, that type of energy from Cam, because he's going to be calm and coolly. But Freaky, you ain't up there to do nothing but be hype. Like, you got to match that energy, and they put him in his place from the beginning. Like, they was addressing shit so early, like, they knew what to do. They're like, yo, only rappers on the stage. You get out of here. Like, disrespectful.
Yeah, not having J.R. Ryder was. Because JR got some good intros when it comes to the Dipset catalog. Like, JR Ryder has set the tone for a lot of mixtapes. And it would have been nice to see. But they weren't even playing, like, their good solo joints. Like, there were so many joints from Joel Santana, especially his second album, that had good energy that they could have played, that would have got the crowd hype, that they just totally ignored. And it's just... Again, I thought.
Let me ask you about that. Because I have a homie out here, a chick, and she says she hates East Coast music because she's not really into, like, bars. She wanted something she could groove to. And before the Burgers came on, she asked me to, like, send her some stuff from Kiss because she, like, she knows Fabulous, but she don't really know who Jada Kiss is. I was like, all right, he's a little bit grimier than Fabulous, so you might not like him. But I sent her some joints, and she was like, she feel like she know who Dipset her. She know Cam'ron a little bit. And I was like, all right, let me see, find some joints to send you from the rest of them. I really couldn't find, like, I like stuff from Jewel's, but I don't know, man. I don't know if his stuff really holds up all that much. And I saw something on Twitter or Instagram or something like that. It's like, it was his delivery. It's like, if you just listen to his bars now, you'd be like, oh, that was whack. But his punchlines, the way he delivered them, back then you were like, ooh, this nigga spitting. But if you just, like, look at it now, it's like, eh. And I ran into that same problem. I was looking through his catalog trying to find some joints to send to somebody. Like, right, what can I send them? Like, if you got to send somebody a Jewel's joint, like, a top three, I'm like, I don't really know what I'm going to send this chick to, like, put her on.
See, that's why I got to disagree on that one. You could send plenty Jewel's joints to anybody, right? But if they not from the city, like, they not going to, like, you know what I mean? They not going to even appreciate that on the same type of time as somebody that's from the city.
I mean, I disagree with that, New York, just because Blur, I totally disagree. I feel like Jewel's got a good 10. Like, he got Run It with Chris Brown. Santana's Town, Mike Check 1-2.
The whistle song. Go back and listen to Santana and listen to Mike Check. Like, they don't really hit that hard no more. Like, go back and listen to him today. You're like,
I just listened because when I was having this discussion with the homies when this was on, I was like, yo, why ain't they playing this joint? Like, I was listening to the joint, like, yo, this would have been so much better than what they did. Like, I feel like I could have curated a Dipset playlist to go against Lox within, like, a day. Just because I remember we used to listen, like, because a lot of it's to beat, yeah, of course some of their lyrics. I mean, even Kiss made fun of when Cam dropped the computers puking.
There's
way more lines than Cam out. But there's still good energy songs out there from them. If you'd have dropped that Jamaican song from Jewel's, I think it would have turned the place up. Because even though he's not spitting the greatest bars, the energy from the song is great.
I agree with that. The energy was great, but the bars don't hold up.
But in the verses, who cares? It's just about the people partying.
Nah. Exactly. Yeah, it's just that regardless of any bars or anything, New York is in there. New York is in there. They going to reminisce about the times when Jewel's came with that fire. They going to reminisce when Cam came with that fire. I mean, Jim Jones got hit. But, I mean, he don't really got bars like Cam or Jewel's got bars like that until, like, after this. Like, you know what I mean? Jim Jones, like, dropped, like, 2 albums after this, you know what I mean? And recently, Jim Jones, like, really his rapping really improved. So I'm thinking, like, you know what I mean? They going to come out with an Atomic Bond or they just going to play, like, the stuff, like, you know what I mean, that get the city rocking. And they didn't do that. They was basically chilling. So that's lead me to my next question. Like, did they get paid for this? Did they get underpaid for this? Like, what are they doing? Is they chilling because they about to go on tour? Like, they must be chilling because they about to go on tour. But, like, you know what I mean? I was just mad disappointed. I was mad disappointed how they was just bullied. Like, how? Yonkers, like, if you think about Yonkers, right? Like, you know what I mean? You got your mad favorite few from Yonkers. Right, but did they put, like, back in the day, did they put on for the same city like Harlem put on? Like, come on, bro. Like, that shit was just mad crazy. I ain't even gonna hold you. They act like they ain't even care on that stage, you know what I mean? They was just there to look pretty, like Harlem people do, you know what I mean? Other than that, you know what I mean? Yeah, Lox got it out of the way.
I mean, you can definitely tell, like, just what Blur said earlier, the preparation by Jadakiss. anytime Dipset had a line, they already had the comeback in mind. You can tell Yonkers feels exactly how New York is describing them. Who cares about Yonkers? And you can tell they had that chip on the shoulder. Because like Blair said, Cam thought he had a great line when he said, we in Madison Square Garden. We in Manhattan. You away. You from Yonkers. You ain't even from here. You away. You go first. And Jadakiss right on point. Said, Cam, you live in Miami. Play that joint. And I was like, uh-oh.
What did I tell you? As soon as he played that New York joint, it's all over. It's all over. It's all over, man. That shit was crazy.
And the funny thing is, like, the banter, and that's what I love about New York people, because y'all don't listen to nobody. But, like, it was a good 3 hours of conversation last night, and no one really, really listened to anybody. They were just talking at each other. And even when Joel's dropped, what did Joel's dropped something. And he was like, what you going to play? What you going to play? We going to make it? Or he said, the Benjamins or something. And they was like, yep. And they dropped the Benjamins, and it still went crazy. And I was like, you just, I don't know, man. As a Dipset fan, I was highly disappointed. I felt like, just like New York said, they were too busy about looking cute and looking pretty than putting on a good performance. And I hope their tour isn't like that. I hope they put as much time as the Locks did into their performance and their stage presence, because it looks like the Locks should be the headliners.
They absolutely should be the headliner, 100%.
Money going up. Money is going up for the Locks.
Go ahead, DJ. Because
Cameron should have brought Mace out.
Yeah, and that's. I mean. And that's the other thing. Why didn't Cam play Let Me Know? Do you know how crazy that place would have went?
Mm-hmm.
All my Harlem, all my BK niggas. Dun, 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 dun. That place would have. They missed so many. They missed. Would you say, Blur?
I think he don't like that album. Well, not that he don't like that album. He don't really like that album because he felt like they were trying to make him sound like Biggie.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. He may not like it, but if you didn't like that loss that they gave you, you better play whatever they told you. I mean, whatever gets the crowd moving. I mean, New York. I mean, how do you feel about Let Me Know? Do you think that would have set the place crazy? You got more of a pulse on New York City than me.
I think, yeah, I feel like a lot of the old joints would have, like, got the people involved. Like, you know what I mean? Like, first of all, like, you already know, it's in New York. It's in New York. People have, like, a certain expectation of you when you in New York and you got to perform, especially the run that Dipset had or before it was Dipset that Diplomats had. Before all of that, like, come on. You even, like, it's just so crazy how many Dipset members was in the crowd rather than on stage. You know what I mean? It's just so, to me, it feels like more political. I don't know what the money is involved or something like that. You know what I mean? They probably saving their energy to go on tour or whatever. But that shit was crazy. The beach chair ain't going to do it. The Joel came in with the Letterman, you know what I mean? And then the Virgil hat or whatever, you know what I mean? It ain't going to do it, you know what I mean? I feel like really, like, this, like, Jadakiss saved up all his energy. Jadakiss or whatever, Styles P, even Sheik, like, you know what I mean? They saved up all the energy. I seen Styles P going back with Jim all the time. But, you know what I mean? But Sheik and Jadakiss, they just saved their energy for the versus battle, and they just got them out of there. They just really got them out of there. Dipset was on a promo for. I feel like they just got together like 3 days. They ain't rehearsed nothing. They was like, all right, y'all. I mean, we already know what we got on. We got the city on chokehold. We already know. Y'all. I mean, we confident in this age. But y'all. I mean, but that shit didn't show on stage. I feel like it was a lot of individualism. How do you say individualism? I can't even pronounce that word right now because I'm mad twisted on the
Controni.
Yeah. That right there. It was mad. They got together 3 days before that shit, started rehearsing and trying to perform that shit. That shit was all over the place. It was all over the place. And then they let Jay Kiss bully them all throughout the whole shit. I'm not even getting, let me not even say Jada Kiss. Let's say the whole lot. Because it was a group effort. It was really a group effort. But yeah, that it was just crazy. It really just was crazy. The Dipset that I knew before wasn't the Dipset that performed that night, yo.
Yo, Cam got booed off when he tried to freestyle. Like,
right?
Like, did anybody see that at the end?
Yes, and that's the thing. That's the thing. Cam is like, even if we give props to Joelz, Cam is really the man, like, you know what I mean? Really the man at freestyling. You could go on his page, you know what I mean? You could catch a couple of bars that he's saying. He's slick with the wordplay. Like, he is very clever. But, you know what I mean? Like, after a certain type of while of you getting bullied on stage, nobody want to hear that no more. The locks, like, actually won the room. Everybody was controlled on the locks. They, you know what I mean? They won the audience. They won the audience. After that, you try to do that, all that other shit, it ain't even going to matter no more. After you won the room, it's going to be hard to win the room back from the locks because they bring in a different type of energy. You know what I mean? They on point with they shit. And then you got the Dipset. You know what I mean? Y'all being sloppy, B. How anybody going to connect to y'all? Y'all being sloppy. You sitting in beach chairs, one man doing one thing. You know what I mean? He getting his bandana taken off at the other side. You got Jim Jones trying to – he didn't fall off the stage. Jim Jones tried to chase his ring off the stage. You know what I mean? Like, come on, B. Like, y'all just mad. Yeah, they was just mad sloppy with it. It was just mad sloppy with it. They acted like they didn't care because they had to – they thought they still had the juice from the back in the old days. And then, you know, the locks reminded them about how almost the street shit that they got. See? That shit is crazy to me.
Yeah. I got another call. What can I call you? Big Cuz, what can your nickname be? What you want your nickname to be? Cuz, Jersey.
You talking to me?
Yeah. You the only cousin on here.
Okay, what do I want my nickname to be? I don't know. I don't. Sherlock. That's what they call me.
Sherlock. Yeah, that's true.
It works because, you know, I'm Cheryl Bullock, so it's Sherlock.
Well, the reason why I gave you a nickname is because I didn't want you to put your real name on here, so I'll edit that.
Okay, yeah, well, delete.
Control, backspace, delete.
Yeah, man, get that computer like puting.
Nah, they ain't puting no more, B. They ain't puting no more, B.
So, Cuz, what'd you think of the you're a huge hip-hop aficionado.
I really am. I mean, I got to let y'all know, like, I go back to, like, the first audience where they played Sugar Hill Gang. They played Rapper's Delight. They said, I was at the party. They said, oh, this is the first time we're playing Rapper's Delight for an audience. Waiting for Sylvia Robinson to come to the house. 1979. And I was there. Anyway, so needless to say, I go back a long way. And being I live in close proximity to Manhattan, I've kind of had some pretty good access to the industry. And so also I'm following pretty good people on social media, so I've gotten some great feedback on this Versus. And I just think it was dope, but I mean, if that comes down to the DJ. Technician, whatever his name was, he did the job for Jadakiss. So that didn't happen for Dipset. They should have had a different DJ. That's it. The DJ will make the difference in everything. We, you know, even Rakim. I was telling Jason this before. Even Rakim. I mean, I'm not trying to pick on Rakim. He came out with that dope. Everything was dope. Paid in full. Everything. But, you know,
the music behind him going forward wasn't as hard. And so, therefore, I don't think that's why it was.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Hello?
But I guess that's a – hey, there you go. But that's a question that we have is, are the artists telling the DJ what to play, or is the DJ just picking out what he feels
to
come next?
No, you ain't supposed to tell the DJ. The DJ's supposed to know. He's a DJ. That's what he does in his profession. He's supposed to know how to go – he's supposed to know your flow. Well, yo, he's supposed to know your flow. If he's a seasoned DJ, he knows your flow. He knows when to drop the record. He knows what it's supposed to take. Like, he knows how to rock a party. Look at D-Nice. You know, they talk about him and say whatever they say. But he'd rock the party with hundreds of thousands of people on COVID. So he knew how to say, oh, look, it's Halle Berry. I like her. He knew how to say whatever he said, and he knew how to rock that party.
Look, I got a question.
Go ahead.
My bad. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. Finish it.
No, I mean, ask your question. I was at a pause.
Nah, because, you know what I mean, you got that history. I'm just trying to learn wisdom, you know what I mean? You said
okay.
Like, you was there, you know what I mean? You was there when they played Rappers Delight. Did they play the 7-minute song? What was it, the 14-minute song?
No, it was
song?
Like the LP.
Like,
no, it was like the 14. Yeah, it was the long playing verse. And we weren't really that
okay,
impressed.
Yeah.
We just, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate your wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a long set. But that's, I mean, okay, so you're blaming on the DJ. I don't know
the DJ. And you know what? Mr. C said it. He was on a live, and he said, it's just the DJ. Why didn't they get somebody like one of us? And when I listened back to it, I could tell it's not Killer Cam. He could come out just as hard as James did in a way. You know, I mean, Jay got that voice, and it was timing. But who's behind you? Who's the DJ? You know, the DJ used to be the center of the stage back in the day. We used to stand at parties and stand and just look at what the DJ is doing. The MC,
word.
Was just, you know, he rocked the party, rocked the
word.
Mic, but it was about the DJ.
It was about the DJ and the wordsmiths, too, though. Yeah, yeah, I feel you.
Yeah,
I feel
mean,
you.
But it had
yeah,
a combination.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah,
saying,
exactly.
I don't care what Cam did. If he don't have the right DJ behind him. Get what?
Somebody's
got to
turn
camera on.
Mike, hey,
she spent wisdom right there, though. She really spent wisdom right there.
Yeah, hey, cuz I put you on mute just because the background noise. So when you're ready to jump in, just unmute yourself.
Okay, no problem.
You should be good to go. But the DJ could. I will say I did notice, like if you notice, like the locks had in the very beginning, and then we spent a lot of time on this. It was a lot of material. But if you notice, like even something simple as the locks had a song walking out to the stage, like they had a coming out song, like this was a boxing match. Dipset didn't. And I don't know if that's because of the DJ, like, you know, Sherlock is saying. I don't know if that's bad preparation like we were talking in the beginning. But you could just tell that it was going to be a bad night. You could just tell they weren't ready for it. But it was still entertaining. No matter what we
said.
Did you listen to that?
You think Michael Buffer wanted to get out of there?
Oh, say that again, Blur.
Did anybody listen to – can you hear me?
Yeah, hold on, cuz. Let me get Blur to jump in. Go ahead, Blur.
Oh, no, I was saying, how bad do y'all think Michael Buffer wanted to get out of there? He couldn't wait to get off that stage and go home, man. He was like, these motherfuckers interrupted me. I'm trying to talk. I'm trying to say, get ready to rumble. And they sitting there talking and yelling at each other back and forth. He was ready to go.
Yeah, I'm sure Michael Buffer took this. I'm pretty sure he took that job. Said, "Oh, Madison Square Garden versus, they're just gonna like do poetry back and forth, sure." And he walked through that tunnel, saw them black people, said, "Oh no, y'all set me up." I bet you he made a phone call and was like, "Make sure that
good point."
Mike came out in an all-white suit and was like, I've been through this with Mike Tyson. I know how this goes. I know how this ends. And thank God, I haven't heard a bad thing from that night. I haven't heard anybody getting beat up, stabbed, shot. Like, the way the energy that the Locks brought, the way it was, like Styles said, Chippy on stage. Like, I hope to God nothing happened. Because it was a really dope, entertaining night. I mean, it was bad for Dipset. But, you know, for them to have that type of event, that type of energy, and for nothing to happen afterwards, it's truly great. Go ahead, cuz. You wanted to jump in?
But I think it was a good night for Dipset, too. And they, you know, and I think, like, Jim Jones, I think he knows how to take the L and roll with it. Like, yeah, but we still Dipset, I don't care. You know what I mean? And Cam, I think they know how to do that.
I don't think it was a good night for Dipset. I don't know what you could see positive coming out there for Dipset.
I think because attention. I mean, because that was, like, one of the hottest nights in New York City in rap history in a while. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you still, and he was a part of it. Even if you didn't win the battle, you still was a part of it. You brought that energy to the room. You brought that crowd there. So you still get, like, you could say I've lost, but you can make fun. But the truth is, I still got attention. You know what I mean?
But it's not,
yeah,
like he
and
lost.
Not that,
go ahead, New York.
No, but I'm saying even to capitalize off that, I mean, that's really promo for that tour run they about to do.
I mean, I understand what y'all are trying to say, but he got his ass whooped. Like, there's nothing good that comes from that. As long as, now, if he has a good sense of humor about it, like, everybody takes an L. That was a bad L. It wasn't like Dipset came in well-prepared and put up a good fight and lost. As great as a unit as Dipset is, they got embarrassed. Like, they were... Once Jadakiss said the fight is fixed, like Blur said earlier, the fight is fixed, why do they need the words behind the song? Why can't they rap without the words? Like, it was embarrassing. I don't think any. The only good thing that came from that is probably, now that they're going on tour, hopefully Cam, Jim, Juelz, whatever Freaky does, get together and say, okay, let's get together and rehearse so that when we go on this tour, we put on a good performance and people aren't making fun of us again.
That's, I don't think that'll happen, because when they go on tour, they on stage by themselves. They ain't up there with another group going at them. So I'm pretty sure, like, they'll do a great tour show because it's just them. You just enjoying their stuff. Like, Computer Putin go hard. Like, that still work. Unless you got Kiss up there talking shit about it as soon as you say it.
You got to think about it, because a lot of people from the old days of Dipset then already fell out, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know what I mean? You're right, you know what I mean? It depends on how they bounce back, you know what I mean? All of them definitely got to take this L. All right,
so, like, I was looking at Jim Jones's Instagram. He's like, where did it go? He said, you're like, yeah, nigga, I lost, but so what? You know, basically, he said, yeah, I don't care if the set lost or not. This moment right here was worth it. You know, like, meaning, like, they taking it light on the chin. But, yeah, they lost, you know, they didn't win it, but they still was in the middle of the mix. Like, it was a hot night. Listen to Fat Joe on Instagram, and when he explains what kind of energy was in the room, and, you know, in New York City. I mean,
it was a great night for New York. It was just a bad night for them. Like, I'm glad, and I hope they, I mean, because it's not that deep, right? Like, in the grand scheme of things, like, losing a versus doesn't mean anything. Like, so I hope they're not.
It doesn't, but I mean, shit, it doesn't mean anything when you guys take that loss back to Harlem. Shit. Shit, you had Loaded Luck, you had K-Sean, you had T-Rex, You had Murder Mook listening to that shit. You had Uncasa listening to that shit. He wasn't even there. You know what I mean? It's a tough loss for Harlem in the building. I ain't even going to hold you. I ain't even going to hold you. But, I mean, like, yeah, it's different. It's really different. But I hope they get it together on the road. You know what I mean? I ain't even trying to prolong this conversation. But, yeah, I hope they get it together on the road.
Yeah, it should be. I'm looking forward to going. I got, like I said, we got to buy box seats because I can't be with the general population for this one. Just in case something happened, I need to be able to shut a door and lock it.
But, man, I'm driving to Chicago because that's going to be the closest show for me. I'm being in GA, general admission. I'm going to be in there with the people.
Exactly. To get the experience, right, Blair? It's just to get the experience. You have to get the experience, big.
I've been shot before. I don't need that experience again. I'm good.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you.
I'll pass on that experience. I mean, but hopefully it's a good. I mean, I don't want to put that energy in there. You're right, because you know it's very stereotypical. Hopefully all the shows go off without a problem. So you're gonna go to the first leg because they said round one. And Blur, I'm kind of with you. Like, I kind of want to go on this first tour, and I think Chicago's the closest one to me too. Because I don't know. Now, he said that's round one, so it makes you think that, you know, they're going to hit more cities, you know, after this first leg when things open up, if we don't close down because of the virus and all that stuff. But because of how many people are involved, I kind of want to go to this first round because I don't know if it's going to make a second round. This is, you're talking about the Locks, State Property, and Dipset, like, it's just a lot of things could go wrong. And I'm just wondering if. Huh?
Sounds like it could be a hot show, though.
Oh, I want to go. I mean, those are three of my favorite groups of all time. I mean, throw Death Squad in there, throw Boot Camp in there. I'm not one of those people who stand up and rap during the concerts. I'm kind of like the cool guy who just stands there and nods my head. I'd be up pumped for this concert. It's so much music that I would just know and would enjoy. But also, because I know so many lyrics, I also know what because these kids are on Adderall and drugs, man. You never know what might happen. But hopefully things will go smoothly, and I'm looking forward to it too. But hopefully I catch it on the second round. But, Blair, I might have to meet you in Chicago. I might, because I don't know if it'll make a round two. But I hope it does.
Yeah, man, I don't even know how many people in State Property still rock with each other. So I don't think it's going to make a round two either.
That's a whole nother conversation, B.
Say that again, New York.
And that's a whole nother conversation because you already know. I don't know if y'all been followed. If y'all followed that, yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. But I'm proud, y'all mean, if they going to be a tour with them, I'm proud, y'all mean, they get the exposure, the money, whatever they get. But, yeah, that's a whole nother conversation.
I mean, because that would be the people who ruin it. Like, besides the whole versus thing, yeah, we can talk about Locks versus Dipset all we want. The people who would mess up this show is State Property. Look, and I'm from the Philadelphia greater region. I'm from South Jersey. You know, I just feel like State Property would be the ones who would start fighting with each other and end the concert. And a problem will happen.
Facts.
I think the Locks would be
facts.
Cool. I think Dipset would be cool. I think Philly would. If any of those three groups will ruin the tour, my bet, and I hope it doesn't happen because I love State Property, my bet would be on the Philly kids. I feel like they would ruin it. But hopefully
that's
everything.
That's a fact. Being said, what hand you roll out with?
Yeah. And shot them and still told them to roll up. Like, nobody's going to take me to the hospital? Speaking of Beans, did y'all see his interview with Drink Chance? Anybody check that out? Anybody care about it but me?
I fuck with drink champs. I really do. I gotta watch that, but yeah. I do gotta watch that for the wisdom. I really fuck with it, but yeah.
Blur, did you see it?
No, I only saw like clips. I gotta download. I plan on watching the whole thing. I just haven't had a chance to. I think it's like what, almost 2 hours? A little over 2 hours?
Yeah, it's about 2.5 hours.
Sure. Yeah, so I saw clips.
Oh, go ahead, Blair. I'm sorry.
So I only saw a couple clips.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's DJ C-Sign. I know you didn't watch it because you've been at work all week. All right, we'll just table that. I thought it was a good discussion. Beans talked about very briefly. Like, you could tell Nori has a lot of respect for Beans. They're supposed to be one of the next verses coming up, Nori versus Beans, which I think would be pretty interesting. I think people forget how much
like
stuff Nori is. Say that again?
I'm looking forward to that one, too.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting. I think people forget how much stuff Nori is on, even if he doesn't have the memorable verse on there. He's on a lot of tough tracks. Beans is on a lot, though. That Dynasty run, that Rockefeller run, Beans was on a lot of those. A lot of your favorite Jay-Z songs, Beans is on. So it'll be interesting. But I think the one thing that I really liked about it is that he talked about, you know, him beefing with Jay. And it wasn't too deep. I think Nori either messed that one up or he kind of felt Beans' energy and that Beans didn't really want to talk about it. But it's definitely a good conversation on growth and how you view things. Like, I didn't know that it was the one thing that I learned was when Beans was in court on his trial when he shot a kid in broad daylight. And the judge asked Jay-Z, like, would you be responsible for Beans' whereabouts? You know, because Beans was either going to be released under custody and under supervision to Jay-Z and Rockefeller Records, or he was going to go back to jail and await trial. And she said, the judge asked, would you be responsible for being in his location? Jay said no. And it hurt Beans' heart. And I can honestly understand why it hurt Beans' heart.
Because Jay-Z's an ass.
But I can also understand from Jay-Z's point of view. Jay-Z's like, yo, dog, like, I'm trying to become the greatest rapper of all time. I can't babysit. Yeah, like, and then, like, what if you run out the country?
It's on me.
What if you say, fuck it, I'm out? Like, I mean, they would never arrest Jay. Jay was just like, yo, this is where he was supposed to be at. This is where he was. I didn't know. He got low on me. Like, you're not going to arrest Jay for it. But that just brings unnecessary attention. And Jay had just got out of the case from stabbing on. So I'm pretty sure Jay was like, yo, I'm not trying to be involved with the courts at all. And I don't know
if he's going to table it or not, but that's exactly why I don't agree or I can't see it from Jay's point of view. Like, I can't see how Jay or y'all agree with that. I think people who haven't been to jail only think that's cool.
Hold on, explain that. Why do you think that you don't – you mean you
yeah,
understand?
Because if you got a chance to get somebody you care about – now, I know Jay-Z don't owe Beanie Sigel nothing. That's not his family. That's not his kid. He's not his dad. I mean, he's not even Memphis Bleek. You don't owe him anything. But at the same time, if that's somebody you care about and you got a chance to keep them out of jail for however short amount of time or however long amount of time, I don't see how you don't do that. And especially with the repercussions or the threat of it is very limited. Jay-Z, it's not like they're going to say, oh, if he don't show up, you got to take his place. At the moment, he's going to have to pay the court costs. It wasn't really going to hurt Hov.
Oh, I mean, I agree. I would do it for y'all dumbasses, but I'm sure my wife was like, no, send the bastards to jail. But I can understand how Jay says, yo, I'm focused on doing something. I don't need a distraction, and I don't need added responsibility.
Which makes sense. I get it. But don't pretend like we brothers. Like, you care about me like we family did. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's like, yo, all right, you don't fuck with me, don't fuck with me then. That's cool. Like, but if you got a chance to keep me from being locked up,
and you don't do it? Nah, I can't get with it.
See, but the thing is with that, like, you know what I mean, if he would have like you know what I mean, took the responsibility for it, what could they come back and charge him with? You know what I mean? Especially at the height of his career. You know what I mean? You have to understand, like, you know what I mean, like, when did he get popping? When did he get popping in his career? He was like, what, late 20s? What, early 30s? You know what I mean? And you taking on that responsibility, you know what I mean? You say, you know what I mean, you're not responsible for a nigga, and he run off and do some irresponsible shit. What is you doing? Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't agree with it. I'm going to say I don't agree with it, but, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean, you already seen how the state property deal turned out. You already seen how the Rockefeller Nation, you know what I mean, that shit popped out. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You can't, if you doing shit on the street, you know what I mean, and you putting this opportunity, you know what I mean, you can't rely on another nigga to help you get out of the shit that you did, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you got to own your own consequences.
So I get that point. I do get that point. Like, Hope ain't put him there. He didn't put him in that situation. But I can't imagine my brother, any of my family members, any of my close homies having the opportunity to get me out of a bad situation, even though I put myself in it, and them not taking it. I can't see myself, like, not being there, like, to get my homies out of a bad situation. Like, we might have to scrap afterward, but I'm going to get you out of the situation first, if I can.
Yeah, I mean, some niggas not built like that. Some niggas not built like that. That's what it goes at the end of the day. You in the business calls, you in the meetings with corporate executives and stuff like that. You already made yourself out of your situation. Let's say that. You already made yourself out of the situation. You don't need nobody else bringing you down into a situation because of some shit that they caused. You know what I mean? At the end of the day.
But I think Blur's problem is, and it's the same problem I had listening to it, it might just be the area we grew up in, because I understood from Bean's perspective, just because of how we act with each other, with people that we really care and we love about. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, he might have did some fucked up shit, but if you got a chance and, like, nothing's going to come harm to you, it's not like if Jay said, yeah, I'll be responsible, and then Beans goes out on the lamb, like, now all of a sudden Jay, like Blur says, it's not like he's got any real consequences. So you take that chance for somebody you love to get him out of jail. I think Blur got the same problem I got. New York, I understand what you're saying, that some people aren't built like that, but Jay built his whole career off saying that he was a dude who was built like that. Like, this was La Familia. This was Rock La Familia. This is family. And Beans expressed that. He was like, yo, this is the first place where I felt like love and family. And then the man had a chance to get him out of jail, and he said no. You can tell it still bothers me. You can tell it still bothers me. It would bother me. Especially, it's not like anything would have happened to Jay if Beans got out and then went to Mexico. Like, they might have brought him into court and like, yeah, you said you was going to be responsible. And you're like, yo, he dipped out on me too. That's all you got to say. It's not like they won't put him in jail. So it is a little weird, but from Jay-Z's standpoint, I can understand, like, yo, I'm trying to build an empire, and you're being a distraction. But then my point is, like, why are you building an empire off of lies? Don't say somebody's family. Go ahead, DJ. Yes, don't say somebody's family if you don't really love them like that.
It's not even build an empire off of lying. You're building an empire off my back, because clearly Jay-Z come up was helped with state property.
Yeah. Beans carried that La Familia album. He carried that album.
Hey, hold on, Blair. Let DJ C. Side finish. I'm going to come right back to you.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, you know, but I feel like, not, you know, slight Jay-Z shade, but that's what he did. I mean, that's his M.O.
He's a dick. Go ahead.
I use you to help me, and if it becomes too much of a burden, then I'm gonna let you go. or I won't deal with you. And you can see that in his history, you know, for a while, at least when, you know, at these earlier years.
That's a fact.
Perhaps now. All right. I mean, well, now he's suing. I mean, yeah, he just tried to get over on Dame again. So, I mean, and I'm pretty sure he got over on Dame a couple times already. So, you know, so and he's still getting over on Dame. So, you know, so that, I mean, that's kind of Jay-Z's MO. So.
Blur you up. Oh, no, I was agreeing with DJ C. Siren. I was like, yeah, I mean, I still think Hov was going to be Hov no matter what happened. But Beans carried that La Familia album, and right when he signed Beans is when the takeoff happened. Like, that's when Jay-Z and Rockefeller went to a different stratosphere. And, I mean, that's when the talk, like, Beans even said, he said, I'm the reason Jay feel comfortable retiring. Like, that put them on a new level. So I still think Jay-Z was going to be Jay-Z, but, yeah, I think it was built off of the back of this man. And, yeah, he wasn't there when he needed you. I understand it sounds like Beans is, like, it still hurt, but he's ready to move on for it from it. That takes a lot, because I would have been like, nah, you left me in prison. Like, and again, for people who haven't been to jail for any, like, and not on put myself in the same category, not being in jail for any extended period of time, you don't want anybody to be there. Like, I don't want anybody from my family there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Well, I mean, we talked a lot about the Beans interview, and none of y'all seen it. But I implore all of you to watch it. I guess we'll have a quick discussion next week on it. Because it really is a good – it's a good talk with Beans. Hey, and if y'all get a chance, watch the Scarface one too. It's a little bit annoying because Scarface is chewing a big-ass piece of gum the whole time. But it makes it that much fun.
He was.
It
he
makes
was.
It – oh, you watched it?
Yeah. I had to watch that. He lost mad crazy weight. I don't even recognize him no more. But, yeah, it was. It was mad informative.
Yeah, I thought it was great. So I say watch the Beans, watch the Scarface one. All right, next topic. Let's see. What we got? Did black TikTokers find the key to solving racial inequality? Valera, this is what you wanted to talk about. What the fuck are you talking about?
All right, so I don't know if anybody is aware. I don't have TikTok. Nobody has TikTok, but I'm plugged in, so I know what's happening. The black dancers or the black TikTok creators who create dance moves, they've been on strike for like a month, maybe even 2 months, saying we're tired of the white creators on TikTok stealing our dance moves and our dance routines. And TikTok is promoting them, and they're not showing us any love, so we're not creating any more dances. It's been about 2 months. Nothing really was happening. Except recently, I would say over the last 2 weeks, somebody put out, yo, all right, we're still boycotting, but we're going to take it another step further since TikTok doesn't want to change any policies. They don't want to do anything. We're now going to start stealing the content from you white creators. We're stealing y'all shit, and we're going to do it. And we're going to do it better than y'all. And a lot of black TikTok creators were like, I'm with it, I'm on it. And this one girl, this white girl, was making up this little dance, kind of corny or whatever. This black girl did it, took her shit, like, beat for beat. The white girl filed a complaint, like, yo, that's mine, those are my moves. You didn't give me no credit for it, you don't tag me in it or nothing. And the black chick responded, like, look, I know this was yours, and this ain't really got nothing to do with you, but this is what we're doing right now. We are now stealing white people content, so y'all were doing it to us, and TikTok doesn't want to make any moves about it. And if once she did it, more people got on it. Like, yo, y'all got jokes? If I even laugh a little bit, I'm stealing y'all shit. Less than 10 days later, from black people starting to steal white people content, TikTok changed their policy.
Wow.
They changed their policy. Over the past 2 months, black people have been boycotting, talking about they're not doing nothing. No movement. White girl got her content stolen from a black chick. Filed a little, ran it up the chain with TikTok, reported it. Instant change, instant turnaround. They're like, okay. We now are going to have like copyrights for our content creators. If you create something, you're going to be guaranteed to get credit for it. All you have to do is, like, what YouTube does, like, flag it or report it, and we'll make sure that it comes back to you so you get paid for it and you start getting your ad revenue for it. Just like that. All they had to do was put the shoe on the other foot, let white people feel how it was happening, boom, instant change.
Well, that's the idea of empathy, right? Like, that's the problem that most white people have when they say, hey, why don't you just comply? Hey, I know black people who went to college. I know black people own a house. Why are y'all still in welfare? It's empathy. Like, you know, like, they didn't have a problem with the war on drugs until opioids became a white person's problem. Now white people are like, oh, man, drugs are really bad. Maybe we shouldn't just send them all to jail. Maybe we should have them get some help. You know, it's the whole empathy thing. I mean, that's huge. I had no idea what you were talking about. I haven't heard about this in the news. I'm surprised it's not bigger news. Not that I would know anyway. I don't do TikTok, and I don't know. I don't even know what these kids are creating or not.
Well, I'm surprised just because there was a little bit of stir a few months back when they had one of the TikTokers that was popular, the white girl who was on Jimmy Fallon, and she was doing dances, but the dances she was doing were created by black TikTokers, and then they had kind of complained like, why are you going to put her on there doing our dances? Why didn't you contact us to come on your show? And then, you know, Jimmy Fallon later had to, you know, brought them on, or at least had them virtual or, you know, whatever. What do you call that? It's called not Skype, following back.
Zoom
in and had them perform their dances. But it was like, you know, they had, you know, there was, you know, Twitter complaint that, like, why do you have this white girl doing these black creators' dances when you could just have the black people on? So I know it had
been. Are they doing the dances better? Like, is it no
difference?
They're
creating the dances.
They're creating a dance, and then somebody is acting like they're creating the dance?
Not acting like
they're just
doing it. I mean, but so I know it's been a while where there's been, I mean, most of the bigger TikTok dances and the things have been done by black people, and they seem like they.
I didn't know this was a thing. There's like a black and white TikTok?
No, it's just black people on TikTok is black TikTok.
It's like black Twitter?
Yeah.
You know, I searched so long for black Twitter, I didn't realize what black Twitter was.
Just follow black people.
I thought it was a whole other app.
No, just follow black people on Twitter. So it's just, yeah, so I'm not surprised that happened, but, you know, it's crazy.
I am.
It's crazy. It's like black people complain, nothing happens, and then the second.
Stop downloading these white people apps, yo.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we might have to start doing that. I know, like, this goes back to what other people are saying. Like, all right, let the cops start killing some white people. I bet you we get some police reform. And, like, it's people have always said that, and, like, it's always been, like, a thing. Like, yeah, all right, maybe that's what it takes. It seems like that's really what it takes. You really have to put the shoe on the other foot in order to get anything done, which it sucks that's the case, but the proof is in the pudding. It seems like that's how you get action.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's really what it takes. But not even to, yeah, you know I mean, just to add on to that, yeah, you know I mean, you really got to talk about black fashion too, in a sense. Yeah, you know I mean, you got these people, black African American females or males. You know what I mean, they come up with these own intricate designs to sell their own clothing. You know what I mean, but the fast fashion takes that away from them. The Fashion Nova and all this other shit. They copy their styles and try to sell them as they own. You know what I mean? It takes a lot for our voices to get heard. It's just kind of crazy. I'm glad that they spoke up with the TikTok situation, but it's just like it's not even a TikTok situation. It's clothing. It's everything. It's really everything when it comes to our culture.
But it's okay. So just a quick bigger discussion. Is it because we're trying to input our culture into their devices? Like, if we see this happening, why don't we just stop making content for TikTok and somebody else make a black TikTok?
Look, and that's what it takes. That's really what it takes. I honestly, that's really what it takes. But at the same time, you have these social media, you know what I mean, and everything that's geared towards these type of people, but this is the only way that we know how to, you know what I mean, get our following and everything by using these platforms.
Right, yeah. Fnac got an excellent bit about that. If you look at it, just Google why is Fnac nigga cat. It's funny as fuck. But the point line is talking about black people want to not assimilate, but we want to be a part of it because this is the only home that we have, the only culture that we have is the one we created here. So, like, award shows, like, yeah, we still want to be part of the Grammys and Oscars. We want to be a part of that. Because that is the biggest for us. This is our home too. Now we got that. We have BET Awards and we have Soul Train Awards. But at the same time, that's just us. When we really want to be a part of everybody else, want equality. We want to integrate. We want to integrate. We try to be there. So, yeah, part of the problem is that they're creating stuff for something that they don't own and they don't operate. But that's all they want. They want to be treated just like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it makes sense in a sense, but I just don't understand why, you know, when this happens, black people are like, all right, well, let's just – I mean, it's not like we're slaves anymore, right? Like, if you start seeing – and I don't know how many, like, famous people – yeah, I don't know where to stand at. I don't know how many famous people are – involved in stuff like this, but like if I'm like Puffy and then would say, oh man, they're still in black people content, I'll just, you know, fly to San Francisco, get me a black nerd that knows how to code in my, yo, make me a black version of TikTok.
And then you got to get it to pop off. Like when Facebook, maybe not Facebook, was like really growing. I want to say like when Facebook first switched over from being like only for students, Dame Dash tried that. He actually created, he was like, it's Facebook for us. That shit had like 2 users, and I was one of them.
Wow.
Like, no, yeah. It was like.
Like, why did everybody leave Black Planet for Facebook?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wasn't on either one of them. I had one of my homegirls create me a Black Planet page, and then that was it. But I don't, like, why did. Like, what was the difference? Like, why did everybody leave? And I just don't know because I didn't get on Facebook till, you know, just this decade. But, like, why did everybody leave Black Planet for Facebook?
I can give you two reasons, I think. Because one, I always assumed Black Planet was just, like, a dating thing, or at least maybe it changed it to mostly just, like, people going there just to meet people for dating. And Facebook was never just that. And two, you don't want people – I really believe we don't want to interact with just us. Which is understandable. Like, I got plenty of white homies. I don't want to just, like, spend time with just, or something like, I want to be with everybody. And when we do something for just us, it's just us. We're not allowing the white people in, even though a lot of us want to be for everybody. We just want to have the control over it because we know we're going to treat everybody right.
But, like, why can't, but Black Planet had white people in. Like, the Black TikTok could have white people in there. We love white people. There's some white people down for the cause. Like, I'm not saying that Black TikTok has to only be black people, but it can be a service where somebody says, hey, you know, instead of white people stealing black people's content and, you know, put on TikTok, you know, I'm going to create this app, and if you create the content and you flag it, you get your credit. Boom. Everybody can go there then.
But the thing is it's just the fact that, you know what I mean, we have Black Planet, you know what I mean, we a black dating site. I think that's what Black Planet was for, because I was on Black Planet. I don't know about y'all. I knew about Black Planet. Black Planet was the shit back in the day. But, you know what I mean, it's just really the fact that, you know what I mean, if black people are creating something, and then that these other races are taking and they're getting famous for it, when the originality comes from black people, we need our credit in a sense. Like, you can't just say you did all of this, like.
But they're not giving it to us. Like, that's the discussion I want to have, because like Blur said, I agree with the New York. We need our credit. It ain't me because I don't create nothing. So I'll put that out there. I'm not a creator, right? But if I created something and I'm on a site and they don't give me my credit, why can't somebody who has enough money to put the money up see that and says, yeah, why not just put a site where we give people their credit? Like, I would think more people would generate, would just go there naturally. Once you say, hey, this is just like TikTok. It said that if you create something, you get the credit, and TikTok allowing white people to steal all your black people's stuff. White people, if you create something, you get credit. We're not going to let black people steal your stuff either. I would think it would be flooded with users.
But that's not the case, because it has to grow organically.
Hold on, Blair. I got a question, right? I just got a general question, right? So we on the off ramp right now, right? So say for instance, somebody that's a different ethnicity from you, you know what I mean, just created the off ramp show, and they took off, and now they doing Spotify deals, they doing Apple deals and stuff like that off of the name that you created. How would you feel?
I mean, I would be pissed, but like, and I would definitely like I would talk to, you know, Blog Talk, which we do this on. I'm like, yo, they stole our idea, they stole everything. If they say, hey, that's just the breaks, I would pull everything I got. I would take an L because I don't have the money to start my own thing. But I would definitely send an email to Puffy like, yo, I started this, I had this content. Blog Talk, let somebody else steal and create their own content. Yo, can you create something that I can join? So, you know, my show's still dope. We still got mad, you know, listeners and all that stuff. Can you start something so that, you know, when we create something, we get credit?
All right, so then I got a follow-up question. Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I mean, I would think that it would be in someone's rich interest because they have to spend money. You know, unless you got your money tied up in capital gains and you're not getting taxed late. Like, they have to spend money on something. Like, that seems like something real easy that, you know, and then eventually, if you have enough users business-wise, TikTok would see that. They would have to change their policy, and they'll probably try to buy you out. So it might be a good business.
Here's the thing. It don't even have to be all black. Like, when TikTok started popping, every social media entity started copying it. Like, Twitter started doing their thing. Instagram added some things. Like, it doesn't have to be a black creative thing. Like, Twitter and Instagram, well, I guess, I mean, Facebook and Instagram, same thing, then you got Twitter. They were trying to copy this. They try to copy the sauce. They want to be all the people that are creating on TikTok. They want them to come over. And I'm pretty sure they'll let you keep your content and protect you from it getting stolen. People are migrating. If not migrating, it has to be organic. And starting something brand new that's already there is going to be an uphill battle when TikTok already got the market share.
Yeah, but I don't know why you can't just start a marketing campaign and say, hey, TikTok is going to let people steal your content. I wouldn't create anything there. Here's A, B, C, and D. And I would run ads like them sad dog commercials that be dying in Africa. And like, yeah, she created this, and this white girl stole it and was on Jimmy Fallon. It had like sad music showing the white girl doing her dance side by side.
Oh, I see. And you got this TikTok thing all planned out.
Until TikTok sent me a cease and desist. And then I'm like, yo, just go to Gun Talk. And that's all I would do. But, I mean, then again, I'm not involved. I don't get into these apps. So I don't really know. But it seems like we say, hey, yo, complain, it doesn't work. Okay, now we got to steal white people's stuff. Now we got to be the devil too. Now we got to go steal. And now things get changed. Like, if they won't listen to us, we shouldn't support anything they do. Like, because at minimum, you should just listen to us. And it's a pretty fair thing to say, yo, I created something, stop letting other people steal it. That should be an easy conversation for somebody to say, yeah, you're right.
And it's not even just a silly, TikTok was actively promoting.
Hey, hold on, one at a time. Go ahead, Blair.
Oh, I was just saying, it's not even just a stealing. TikTok was actively promoting. Like, people would screen record and show, like, yeah, if you put certain things in your TikTok, it won't get posted, it'll get a lot fewer views. They call it shadow banning, where, like, it won't show up on just regular feeds.
But let a white person, a white creator, do the exact same thing after seeing yours. They're on every single feed, and it just gets pushed by TikTok, which, again, is a Chinese company. So you would think that they would be neutral with this, but their goal is to make money, and apparently they seem like they believe that promoting white creators is what's going to get them more money.
Man, I mean, Chinese people like white people more than black people. Just look at L.A. You've seen Minister Society. Go ahead, New York, New York.
Look. If you gonna bring up Minister Society, you already know what happened in that first scene. First of all, let's not talk about that. Anyways, but yeah, it's more of like what Blair's saying. You know what I mean, you just gotta get mad people behind it, and I don't think like a lot of people is just like behind it at this rate. At this rate, everybody is, like, tuned in to social media and not giving a care, like, you know what I mean? Who is it going to, or who is our data going to? Like, when you sign up for it, you know what I mean? You got to give certain type of information and shit like that, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it's all about the views. It's all about the content. And they going to pick whoever got the most views and who got the most content. Yeah, you know what I mean, no matter if they still whatever, they gonna be in the middle of the what's it called, the halftime show, performing your dance and stuff like that. Yeah, you know I mean, they really gonna pick and choose who's the most profitable of that shit. Yeah, you know I mean, until we get in a collective and say like, you know what I mean, we ain't gonna do it like these TikTok dances, like what Blur is saying. Yeah, you know I mean. All right, when a new or cultural song is going to come through, you know what I mean? We ain't going to do no dancing to it. We're going to see what you make up, and we're going to capitalize off that shit. But when we capitalize off that shit, now is a problem. Now is the policy changes and come around and all that other shit. But, yeah, it's like a tricky battle to, like, motherfucking, like, to fight at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I do want to point out there was this one black TikTok creator. She was like, I don't get it. How, if somebody stole my purse, me going out and stealing somebody else's purse doesn't help. That's not the way. And she was pushing back on it. I don't follow. I don't have TikTok actually, so I don't know if I can even figure out exactly who that was to see if she changed her thought. But there was one black person, at least one, who was pushing back. I'm like, nah, we don't need to do this. Like, just stick to our guns. Let's just keep boycotting. Going out and selling other people's content ain't the way. And lo and behold, it was the way.
Yeah, it's a shame. Couldn't see it. 8th
of August.
Oh, 8th of August. Oh, shout out to Kentucky. They just figured out that they weren't slaves anymore. I got my man Bodybuilder in the building. Happy 8th of August. Happy 8th of August. It is pretty weird because, like, as the bodybuilder, I'm going to come right to you in a second. But as the world has, well, not the world, but as the liberal parts of the country has accepted Juneteenth and it's now a federal holiday, you know, the day that slaves were emancipated in America, DJC Siren's family, like, they celebrate 8th of August because they didn't know that, you know, slaves were free until August.
We didn't concede. We weren't free.
Yeah. So, like, that's the other thing. Like, you know, states that, you know, had slaves but still stayed with the Union, when Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, if you were a state that was still part of the Union and had slaves, you were allowed to keep your slaves. Like, it wasn't like when he signed the Emancipation, all slaves were free. States like Kentucky, Missouri, I think Missouri, that didn't succeed. Who?
I said, yeah, you're right, Missouri.
Yeah, like they, like they, yeah, their slaves were still like, yo, like, hold on, you mean to tell me Mississippi slaves are free, and I'm in Kentucky, in Missouri, and I'm still a slave, and it was like, yeah, yeah. Abe ain't free, all of them at that time. But anyway, bodybuilders, tough conversation for you to come into.
when I called in, we were talking about TikTok.
Yeah, we were talking about white people stealing black people content on TikTok.
Well,
that was becoming. I don't know anything about.
But that can
it.
Be
you
taken care of. That can be taken care of. No matter who makes the content, if somebody else takes that content
and turns it into their own version of it. All you got to do is do a shout out when you post that video. It's comic. This video was influenced by so-and-so. Shout out to them. That's all it takes. It's not being a dick.
Yeah, and that's absolutely right. That's all everybody wanted. They were like, yo, at least tag me, like, mention me. If you want to do my dance routine, at least shout me out.
I mean, this is how Twitter in some ways works, is people take shit other people put on there and act like it's theirs. They get fucking busted for it. It's like, you need to fucking reference who you got that from. That's all. And I'm not on TikTok, so I don't fucking know. I see some videos once in a while, but I'm not on the app, so I don't know. Don't be a dick. It really is that simple.
Hey, don't be dumb. Don't be dick.
Yes.
We can make that into a T-shirt.
But when part of the argument also is when you talk about things going viral, it's like, well, who's doing that? No one's doing it. It's an algorithm that's written by white wonky guys writing mathematical formulas. And research is out there. You can talk to your girl. She's going to sit there, and she's probably nodding her head right now. Research is out there that there is a bias in mathematics depending on who writes these fucking programs. Everybody thinks math and science is rigid and strict, and it is what it is. But it's not. It depends on who's fucking creating it.
Do we think white people are creating it or Indians?
Well, it's...
I don't think we should blame white people for the code. I feel like it's a lot of Indians.
But
and I love Indians.
It has been shown that there is bias within formulas that are considered to be, you know, you think of science as being nothing but what is, but that's not true. It depends on who comes up with the fucking rules.
Yeah. That's interesting though. I mean, I didn't realize blur. That's an interesting conversation, brother. I didn't even know that even happened. It's cool that TikTok finally came around. It's a shame that, why do we have, it's that conversation brought up again, bro. Like for police reform, why do we have to start killing police officers for y'all to be like, oh my God, there's a problem. Why can't you just listen and try to make a change? Like, how come humans, just can't listen? Somebody goes to you and says, yo, they're stealing my content. I would like to get credit for it. Why can't somebody just say, all right, that makes sense. Because if somebody stole TikTok's content, you know, they would want their credit too. You would think it's an easy conversation, but humans are just fucked up, man. I don't know.
Right?
All that could have been avoided.
Don't really be a dick.
It could all be so simple, right?
I mean, really, don't be a dick and be nice to people. But humans aren't like that. Like my brother said, humans are fucked up.
I think DJ Cesar finally killed Gunn.
I think I lost y'all.
Man, it's goddamn.
I'm still here. Here we go.
Y'all still there?
Yeah, we still here. Yeah, we still here talking shit, y'all mean?
I lost connection. It was like the Dipset concert.
Yeah, I am now.
Technical difficulties. My bad. I didn't mean to interrupt y'all conversation, but I got kicked off the show, so I had to fall back in. Y'all good? Y'all waiting for the next topic?
Yeah,
man, what's up? All right, so why is the president of China stealing from K-Slay? Blur, that was your other topic. What the hell are you talking about?
Okay, all right, so I don't know if y'all know, K-Slay a couple months ago, he put out a song. It had 50 different rappers on it, 50 rappers on one song. A couple weeks ago, he put out a song, 100 rappers rapping. It is the wildest shit of all time. It's like a 45-minute song, 100 rappers. I probably knew a good two-thirds of them. Like, he had some old rappers on there, too. I swear one dude was rapping with an oxygen thing on. But K-Slay did it. I think the whole thing was like, it's like only 100 thorough dudes left. There's only like 100 thorough rappers left. I got them. Here they go. Yeah, long-ass song, same beat, just going, 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 going forever. The president of China just put out a song, the 100 top rappers in China. About 45-minute long, 100 rappers. And it's like a thing, it's supposed to be like country pride. And it came up on my radar, and it was like, yo, how has rap turned into this? Rap was started as like a subversive art form, is now being used to promote like, I don't say subversity, but like, I mean, just promote national pride in China. And they interviewed a lot of the people, a lot of rappers on there. It was like, yeah, we'll still be some subversive, but within the rules that the government lets us. Because we know if we don't do what the government says, we won't have a career.
Or a life.
China kill you. but yeah, I mean, that's I didn't realize China had like a big rap scene like that. I guess they do a lot of break bags.
I just thought it weird. K-Slay put out an album, put out a song with 100 rappers rapping. Because he thought there was only 100 thorough rappers left. Xi Jinping, the president of China, puts out a song with 100 Chinese rappers.
What's his name?
Xi Jinping. It's next I. How do you say X-I?
Yep.
Yo,
you got it right. You got it right.
He said it real smooth the first time. The second time he hesitated. Oh, man. Yeah, I guess that's pretty crazy.
When he says it's about national pride, it's nationalism. It's one step past that. It's one step before you get to fucking fascism. Same with these motherfuckers on the right over here. It's not about national pride. It's about nationalism, and that's two different things.
Well, explain the difference.
National pride is you take pride in the country you're in, which I personally don't kind of get the whole patriotism thing. Like, I live in U.S. because I was born here, but there's a whole bunch of other countries that would be cool to live in too. But patriotism, national pride, you're proud of the country. You're proud of when your athletes perform, you know, for their country, and they do well. Nationalism, you start to exclude the people you don't want. You start to push much more right-leaning, authoritarian-type things. That becomes an exclusionary system of only the people who are the right people get to belong.
Okay. All right, that's a good explanation. Yeah, I struggle with patriotism in this country, because, like, I mean, being an American is cool. Like me and Blair had that discussion all the time. Like, look, China will kill you if you say something wrong about China. America got its fucked
right.
up things too, but it ain't that bad. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I guess America will kill you because you're black, and that sucks. But
only if you're mowing
say,
your lawn
America,
or some shit like that.
Yeah. But if I say, like, fuck America, like, no one's, like, coming looking for me. You know, whereas China, like, you know what I mean? And even, like, in Cuba, like, all these people who defected from Cuba, like, they go after your family. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't just you. So I struggle with it, you know, especially, like, 4th of July. Like, I'm glad we got Juneteenth, but, like, 4th of July has always been one of the things where, like, you know, I've read books. So it's like, hey, happy 4th of July, 1776, America claims independence. And I look down at my arm, like, well, I'm black. I wasn't a part of that. Like, I'm not. So, like, what's there to celebrate? Thanks for the day off. Like, I don't knock it. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate the day off, and I ain't got to go to work. It's cool that we got Juneteenth, but, again, that's still complicated because, as we just discussed, it's not when all slaves was free. I don't know what part of slave crop I was from. I don't know if my family was free then or not. So I struggle, and I get, like, some of my friends who are in the service and who have big patriotism. They got flags in front of the house. They love America, right? They fought for they keep telling me that they fight for my freedom, and I'm like, I don't know who's really trying to take our freedom anymore. I think at this point it's just a shell game with money, but, you know, maybe I'm ignorant. Maybe I'm ignorant.
Those
maybe
motherfuckers over in Afghanistan aren't trying to take away your freedom.
But yeah, they're trying to take, like, their own freedoms away, like, for their own people, but I don't think they're worried about, like, America's freedom, but I could be wrong. I don't know. So I do struggle with it, but I agree with bodybuilders. There's a lot of dope countries out there. But you don't – America don't have some of these – like China. Like, I'm sure China's dope. But, you know, they'll kill you. But, you know, what can you say? But they got 100 rappers, so.
And side note, some of them rappers kind of nice. I listened to the song. Some of them will spin.
You listen to 45 minutes of Chinese rapping?
Hey, man, slow day at work.
Hold on. Did that shit come with the subtitles or not?
Blur, he's talking to you. He ain't talking to nobody else.
What do you mean the Trump package? I don't know what that is, man. I don't know nothing about that.
That shit come with the subtitles. That shit come with the subtitles. Do you understand it or not? You just listen to it.
No, I was just vibing. I think there is one with the lyrics on there, but I was just vibing. Like, I was just listening to the flow.
No, it's not in English. It's in Chinese. It's for Chinese pride. Do you think they do Chinese pride in English, DJ C. Sire?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to LeBron. I'm pretty sure he produced it. we only got a couple minutes left. Bodybuilder, anything you wanted to talk about tonight? We get about 5 minutes before we skate on out of here. Bodybuilder had me in the gym.
Only had like
I'm
a quarter
tired.
Of the show I even knew you were talking about.
Would you say?
That only had about a quarter of the show that I even knew you were talking about. The first part of the show, I'm assuming there was some kind of rap battle thing going on. But the groups you guys mentioned, I have no idea who they are. But I'm guessing they're probably mid-90s and later groups.
I thought you were going to say, I'm guessing they're black. Because I was going to say, yeah.
No, but because keep in mind, my original exposure to rap and stuff like that was like 83, 84, 85, 86 when I was in the Air Force. So young LL Cool J and Kool Moe Dee, Big Daddy Kane, Curtis Blow, things like that. That's what I first heard.
All right, when we lift tomorrow, I'll put some locks and some Dipset on for you, see if you like it.
Perfect. Fuck yeah.
In the gym.
I'll listen to anything.
I ain't mad at you. All right, DJ C-Sign, anything you wanted to talk about tonight? We're getting late to this. I mean, it's only 5 minutes left, and we're just getting around. But
yeah.
Anybody else? New York, anything you want to talk about tonight?
Nah.
All right, so though, we got 5 minutes, so we got to make this quick. Simone Biles is back. She had performed. She stepped away from the Olympics because she had the twisties. She had mental health issues. She stepped away. Then within a week, she came back and won bronze. Are we saying that the whole mental health break was a sham? Anybody want to say that? DJ C. Sign? Hold on, let DJ C. Sign. She's delayed.
That week. She was able to try and get that mental block.
Do you think the break helped, or do you think that the fact that girl who stepped in and took her place won the gold and was like, yeah, this is my shit now, do you think that pushed her?
No.
You don't think it had nothing to do with it?
Nothing.
Okay. Bodybuilder, what you got?
Well, if you listen to what she was talking about, she did the beam. She only did the one episode, and she changed her final dismount at the last minute because she was unsure if she was going to be able to stick what she originally planned. So she's working through it, but she admits that she's still not back 100%. You've got to give her credit for saying, I'm not fucking ready. I can't do this other shit.
Okay, so then if I give her credit for saying, I'm not ready, I can't do this,
do I take credit back away from, like, so why are you participating? Why aren't you still sitting down and getting yourself together? Why are you putting yourself
together? She still won a bronze medal.
Like, you
so.
Can't have
well, because
you can't
she's
have
a competitor,
ways, right?
though. I you have to give them that. This is somebody that wants to compete but also has to realize that she's got limits in any particular instant in time that she's still got to deal with, and it can still come to physical injury.
I guess that's my problem. How can you have it both ways? How can you say, oh, yeah, I give her credit because she wants to be a competitor. She wants to get back out there. But then she'll also say, hey, I ain't got a day. I'm not there today. Like, it's got to be one or the other. Either you're going to work through it or you're not, right?
No, because you're doing what you can. Like, let's be clear. The balance beam is a lot easier than the uneven bars. Like, you're not falling on your neck. She's not – whatever the thing is called, the pummel horse thing. Like, it's a lot simpler of routine. And, again, she waited to the very last minute. It wasn't like many other events she could have did. Like, she took her time. It was like, all right, I'm going to give you what I can. I'm going to try to go out there and do something. So, yeah, I think you definitely applaud that, I guess. But, yeah, I'm going to take the easiest thing I could do. I'm going to reduce my routine to make it as easy as possible. And I'm going to go out there, and I'm going to give it my all.
Hey, good discussion. But DJ Sunshine just told me something that blew my mind. Women don't do the pummel horse? I would think women would be the greatest at that.
Men do pummel horse.
That seems a little backwards.
Why?
Because it's riding a horse.
Whatever the thing is where you run in a spring and you jump over the pummel, whatever, you jump over something barrier.
But it's the
That's
thing
a
where
ball.
You rock it, dude. You got their legs straight and they go, like, they rock and they spin them.
Yeah.
Yeah, how come women don't do that? Does anybody know?
Because it's the upper body strength thing. It's more, you're holding yourself up.
I mean, women gymnastics have to have some of the greatest upper body strength of all time, right?
Some men.
But men don't do what? So men don't do the balance beam. I didn't know that either. So the thing that Simone Biles just did, like, men don't do that. Did y'all know that? This just blows my mind.
I'm not sure. I don't remember.
All right,
I think you're right.
You
knew. Do you do all that dainty stuff on a 2-inch beam?
Well, the men do the floor exercise.
That's dainty. Let's say if you lose your balance on that beam and you fall with legs on both sides, you're fucked.
Yeah, but you're on the
literally,
pummel
you,
horse.
Literally, you just got fall.
But isn't the pummel horse just nothing but dudes getting fucked by a horse while they cock their legs in between it? That's got to hurt their nuts, right?
How are you saying? Have sex with a horse? What are you talking about?
That's what they just said, you got fucked. You're not listening. You're Googling, you're not listening. You missed the joke, you Jason. No one's saying anything bad about women. You can relax your nerves. I just didn't know that. I didn't know that women didn't do it. I just thought it just wasn't anything popular. I always thought that thing was weird because they have, like, the long tights that cover their feet. And I always felt like I hurt a man's nut. I didn't know women didn't do that. That's crazy. That blew my mind. And I was thinking.
But now, I do think Simone Biles picking this event to come back on was perfect for her. She's not flying in the air. She's not doing mad flips and stuff. I mean, it's still difficult because the pole is only, like, what, 6 inches wide? So, yeah. She's doing something I can't do, but, yeah, a lot easier than what she was asked to do before.
Yeah, God bless her. I hope she's okay. Hope she gets her. But go ahead, DJ. Oh, yeah, so Blair's talking about the vault. It's one of the first viral videos I've ever saw. I think the first one was Juggernaut Bitch. The second one might have been the pole vault. If y'all ever just look at, or what is it called? If y'all ever Google the vault, dude gets hit in the chest, it is one of the greatest YouTube videos of all time. It's from Summer Olympics, and dude takes a full speed run, and somehow he misses the jump part, and that vault takes his soul out of his chest. And I just hope he's okay, but we got to close up. Make sure you YouTube that tonight if you can. It's one of the greatest videos ever. I just hope he's alive. Because I'm going to laugh at that man's death. Because he could have died. He literally could have died. Football's back. We'll talk about football. Cowboys Steelers on right now. There are no more Sundays without football. Welcome back to the season. Even though no one cares about preseason.
But we're going to get out of here, man. It's been a good conversation. Sorry to start it so late. I know I missed a lot of people tagging. They're going to be so pissed at me tomorrow, but fucking, what can you do? We have some technical difficulties. I got to send some emails, man, because Blog Talk's still in my content. And I got to make sure I get my credit, yo.
Shout out to Gun.
Anything you want to say to the people before we get out of here?
No, it's all good. I like the show. I'll see you tomorrow.
My man, we're going to get that work in, man. Bodyguard hurt me today, man. Let's stay back in the gym.
Good.
I called you the bodyguard. So that's a black and a white person. Who's Whitney Houston? That makes me Whitney Houston. I'm the guy. I'm too big to be on crack. Hey, but she's from Jersey. Shout out to Whitney, the greatest voice ever made. Oh, that's a good discussion. Who has the greatest voice ever? We'll have a discussion next week. Bodybuilder, good talking to you. Thanks for joining us. DJ C-Sire, you got anything you want to say?
No.
DJ C-Sire tapped out. Blur, you got anything you want to rap to the people about before we roll?
Greatest voice of all time. It's a very short discussion. Everybody's going to say it's Whitney because it's true. Next week, man, remind me. I almost had to choke slam my son tonight. I was disappointed. I almost took off my belt in the middle of the car. So I'm going to tell y'all that story. Well, I had to force him to buy his mom some food. And if I had choke slammed him, would that have been justified? I need the people's opinion on that.
Oh, man, we're going to have that conversation. Good to hear from you as always, Blur. I ain't got nothing, man. Dipset disappointed me. But what a great show. What great content. Happy sports is back. Next week, hopefully I'll find my thought book. I got to talk to y'all about being sober, too. This first week I've been sober in a long time. I think that's it. That's it for me. New York, the floor is yours.
Look, after the performance on Tuesday night, you know what I mean, like I said, the computers is not putin'. Make sure you check your software devices, McAfee and everything. Make sure your virus and all that software is up to date, you know what I mean? Other than that, I ain't got nothing else to say, man. I hope Dipset do better. I hope Harlem put on for the world. Other than that, man, I'm hurt. Hope for new better days for next week.
Yeah, I think they'll be back, man. Hey, man, I'll buy you a ticket to the concert, man, so you get your reparations back. We'll catch y'all next week.